Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar Folgers box. From the fridge or sink, it's water you should drink. Now go rethink or drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's kick the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water as your drink.
A program of TSEC.
Well, cash cattle activity through the rest of the week will become a larger focus of the market, as packer bids have been generally quiet through the first half of the week. A few cattle were sold in our part of the country, $105 to $107, but not enough movement to establish any sense of market trend at this point. Packer interest expected to improve through the day today, although active trade may be delayed until probably tomorrow and potentially after the cattle on feed report tomorrow afternoon. Now, active pressure developed yesterday in the hog futures, sparking additional uncertainty in the complex. This may add even more weakness as traders look for short-term support. Continued pressure in pork values and the inability for cash hog values to stabilize through the early half of the week has quickly created moderate futures pressure. October futures led the complex lower yesterday, moving to $63.30. Although prices still remain well above long-term support levels set last week, the inability to string together consistent gains in nearby futures and break away from the weaker trend is still concerning and could add to another test of market lows in the near future. On the grains, December canned city wheat's up 1¾ cents early this morning, finding slight buying interest near $4, but still feeling the weight of harvest pressure with this year's larger U.S. hard red winter wheat crop. South Dakota is getting a chance to either finish or come close to finishing winter wheat harvest this week, while the bulk of the rain stays south into the east. Growers won't want to wait too long, however, as more rain's expected this weekend. December corn is up about a half cent early today, still not far from its contract low of 363¾. More rain is falling over the central Midwest this morning, bringing much needed relief to some of the driest areas in the corn belt. November soybeans are up a penny early this morning, staying close to the midpoint of this month's trading range. In a more normal year, this much rain in August would send soybean prices lower, but so far, prices are hardly budging, and that is a curious show of support. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, October live cattle was up 22 cents yesterday, $100.22. December was up 47 cents, $105.30. September feeder cattle up 157, $135.30. October is up 90 cents, $134.55. October hogs down 167, $63.30. December is down 150, $62.67. Kansas City wheat, September down a half, $3.86¼. December down 1½, $4.5. Chicago wheat, September up 2½, $4.62¼. December is up 1½ at $4.68. September corn up 3 cents, 362½. December up 1½, 370¼. September soybeans up 4¾ at 8.60½. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.